everybody, what is up? It is Megan. Today is Tuesday, March 21st. Happy spring, y'all. It is cold in the Philadelphia area, and it's going to snow, rain, thunder snow, or some shit. I'm not all about that, but I'm just trying to stay positive. Work's been pretty steady and great, but I will say that I've been having some expectations with the people I've been working with, like the clients, and I definitely need to work out or work on my boundaries and expectations. I need to stop assuming, because then I get upset and disappointed at someone who, you know, is just being an addict, if that makes sense. Certain people, you believe that they're going to stay clean or sober, but sometimes they don't, and that's okay. I just have to be on their side and support them and figure out with them what it exactly is that they're doing, not wrong, but, you know, what they're doing, not even incorrectly, that's just another word for wrong, but if you know what I mean, like, what they're doing in the recovery that isn't working. There you go, it's not working. And sometimes it's fully surrendering, but a lot of time it's codependency. And the one or two people that's listening to this out there, you know what I'm talking about. My boyfriend and I were very codependent, and I have a few clients that are codependent with their significant other. And so when their significant other is struggling, that makes it more difficult for the client to stay on the right track. And I know with my, like, if when my boyfriend wasn't feeling it, you know, and he was tempted, and say he would go out and get high, then he would come back home, I would know that he was high, and he would deny it because he didn't want me to use, because he would feel badly. But in the end, it would be me, you know, turning into this bitch and wanting whatever he had, and basically kicking him out if he didn't give me the drug that he was using that day, which is ridiculous, I know, but it is how crazy my mind got when I was using. And so I would be like, how dare you use? It's my house. Like, if my name was on the lease or what have you, or I paid more money. Like, I would pull that out, you know, that card, and that's not right, and that's not fair to either of us. I suggest you separate yourself from the significant other. Besides for my boyfriend being incarcerated, and he will tell you this, you know, he's honest, he has no secrets now. We were always together, and we used together, and we would get clean together, and we were used together, we get clean together, relapse, or was it really a relapse? Because was I even working a program to begin with? Bumping my head here and there. It's just, it became chaos. And that's what's happening to some of my clients. The significant others, or they're really, like, their best friends are using in front of her. And she feels as though, well, I don't want to kick them out because then they'll be on the street. Well, you need to kick he or she out and let them know that you are trying to get clean or sober, whatever word you choose. Good thing my brother's not around, because he would totally beat me up if I said sober, but I'm going to, you know, use whatever word the people out there are comfortable with. I don't know, I'm rambling, but does it make sense? Codependency, you need to get away from that person. If it's your house, you tell them to leave. Put your big girl panties on, or your big boy drawers, is that how I say it? or your tidy whities, whatever you need to do, and tell them you need to go by tomorrow morning or by tonight. I'm trying to get my shit together, and have no shame in that. It's easier said than done, I know, but I learned the hard way, okay? And I know what I'm talking about. But people don't want to listen to recovery specialists because they want to find out and do it themselves. And that's what I did. So that was part of my journey. So I'm not judging anyone. I'm just telling you how I see it and what I've done and what I've experienced. So there's no judgment there. I'm just trying to save people's lives. But they have to want it. They have to want it. Suboxone and methadone are extra tools, but they're not magic pills, magic strips, magic whatever, magic drinks that you just take it and all of a sudden good things are going to happen. Like, I'm on Suboxone, so my best friend's never going to use in front of me. My boyfriend or girlfriend isn't going to get caught stealing and then I have to bail them out because I'm in recovery. I'm taking methadone every day. That's not how it works. You need to fight for what is yours. If you really are at wit's end, you need to get out of their place. Go. It's better to live in a shelter, clean or sober, than it is to live with someone that's using. Believe me, because you're trapped in that chaotic world and you don't know any better but to use. That's what we do. And sometimes I did know better, but my disease really just took over and it made me think that I didn't. My disease made me think that I was dumber than I really was because I'm an intelligent woman and everyone out there, we're all intelligent in different ways, but our disease makes us, feel like we're a piece of trash and we have no brain cells left, but we do. They're still in there. Okay. We need to stop using the drugs. Stop coping with the drugs out there. Stop drinking. And I believe that alcohol is a drug. So when I say stop using drugs, I mean alcohol as well. Stop with the, prescription medication that you're done with in 2 weeks and then you need to buy the rest on the street. That is abusing medication. If you take it the way your doctor tells you, that's a different story. Okay? But people out there on methadone and Suboxone, medication-assisted treatment, you can have recovery. It's possible, okay? I know personally people that do it every day, okay? So I'm on my way to work. I hope everyone has a blessed day. Remember, you matter. If someone hasn't told you they loved you yet today, I love you. You can do it. Even if you bump your head and you give in to the drug, try your very best to come back. Go to a meeting. Go to church. Go for a run. Watch a positive spiritual feel-good movie on Netflix or on your Amazon, whatever it's called. Just do something that's not picking up, okay? Please. Your life matters, okay? So I'm signing out from Philadelphia. Oh, I can see the skyline with all the clouds. It looks beautiful. I'm driving down Allegheny Ave. Please, if you'd like to call up, please call up. Please share the word. Let your recovering buddies know that there's this cool chick who, shares her story on Anchor. And her boyfriend does it too. We got to support each other. Even if you think I'm boring as shit. Or you think that I make zero sense. Hey, give me some suggestions. Constructive criticism. I'm down for it. I might cry a little, but it's okay as long as you're nice about it. This just makes me feel good. And I hope I help somebody today, even if it's just to be in a better mood. You decide whether or not you're going to have a confident day. You can do it. Don't let these little tiny issues, these life on life's term problems, turn into mountains. Because I'm the queen of mountain making, okay? But we all got another chance to live a clean and serene life, okay? So peace out, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. Remember to call in or shoot me an email, MEGANTHERESA21@gmail.com, or look me up on Facebook, Megan Teresa. MEGANTHERESA. All right? All right, everybody. Peace out. Love ya. Adios.